good afternoon, good morning, good evening. We are back. We are attempting to be litty and perky. What did you say in the words of Deja? Hmm? It should be litty like a brand new perky titty. Yes. That's what we're attempting to give y'all today.
Yes. I'm not even going to say I can give that.
I'm going to try.
I'm just trying to be awake.
I mean, the struggle is real today, y'all. Me and Deja just discussed that we're both having allergy issues.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, but I'm not enjoying it. Let me put it that way.
I'm just sleepy and fuck Starbucks today, okay?
Deja had a bad experience today at old Starbucks. That's unlike them, one. And two, nah. I did have a run into Starbucks not too long ago. Really? I almost jumped across the counter at Old Girl.
Oh my gosh.
She was rude as fuck.
Whoa.
I've never dealt with someone
so rude.
What
Starbucks was it?
It was one down the street from my house, Little Five Points. And normally, they're super cool. They're all weird as hell because Little Five Points is just a weird area.
Yeah.
So everybody's like, hey, how you doing? Like, very hippie. Like, her, I came in there and I said, you know, she was like, hey, picking up. I was like, yeah, the name is Kirsten. And she was like, what? And I was like, Kirsten. I'm used to people not being able to pronounce my name. It's normal. I've been dealing with it for this long. And I kept saying it, and she was looking around. I said, it's right there. Like, I was pointing. I was like, it's right there. She was like, oh, Christina. And I was like, no, Kirsten. Oh, whatever. Girl. And the lady next to me was like, what is going on?
Right.
I was like, I don't know what your issue is, but I would just like my tea, please.
Right.
Like, girl, you don't have to be all that rude. She was like, I mean, it doesn't look like Kirsten to me. I said, bitch, I don't care what it looks like to you.
Right.
That's my name. I was like, absolutely not. And the person, like, some of them are used to seeing me, so they was like, sorry, Kirsten, we don't know what's going on with her today. I was like, yeah, y'all need to fix that shit immediately.
Oh, my.
I was like, girl, what should, did you have a bad day? It's okay if you did,
maybe
but
on something.
Possibly, but I don't know. It was weird. It was so weird. I've never, like, any other time somebody will look at it and still say it wrong and then be like, I'm sorry. Like,
Kirsten.
Yeah. And they'll be like, oh, I see. There's no E. That's the issue.
She
said
Christina.
Yeah. And I was like,
bitch,
no.
Are you dyslexic?
Right. I'm like, there's no A in my name at all.
No.
Girl. But nevertheless, here we are. Whatever
or
day you listen
C.
to this.
Christina is spelled with a C.
Some people do it with a K.
Are they Kappas?
I don't know.
I never seen Christina with a K.
I had that happen with an Uber Eats order I had. They brought me the completely wrong order.
Oh, bro, that almost happened. Not where they brought it to me, but I went to Chipotle a couple weeks ago, and I did mobile pickup.
Yeah.
And there was a DoorDash guy there, some delivery person there, and he was picking up for Adasia.
Oh.
And I want to say the names were spelled literally D-E-J-A.
Oh.
I think it was almost identical.
Yeah.
So they, but we were like waiting
at the same time
because they were behind.
Yeah.
So they called out Deja and he went up to grab it. And I was
like, hold up.
Right. And he was like, no, I'm picking up for Deja. And he showed me his phone. And I was like, but my name in Chipotle is Deja Hunt. And that has Deja Hunt on it. And he was like, damn, my bad. He was like, thanks. And I was like, no problem. But yeah, it was really weird. Cause
that's random.
Right, and most times if it's a Deja, it'll be spelled, like, different.
Yeah,
but this one was spelled
D-E-Y-J-A-H something.
It may have been D-A-J-A, but I think it was D-E-J-A. It was very close.
Yeah,
like, the only thing that distinguished it was that my Chipotle has my last name on it.
Yeah.
Or Deja H. I don't even have my last name. Mine said Deja H, and whoever he was picking up for was not Deja H.
Oh, got it.
It was a,
yeah. Girl, the Uber Eats driver dropped it off. And I knew it wasn't mine because I didn't order all this shit.
That'd
as soon as
funny.
I opened the door, I was like, he was walking back. I just said, this isn't mine. He was like, what do you mean? I said, this isn't mine. He's like, he said, it's Kirsten, right? I'm like, yeah, but this ain't mine. And then I looked, I said, this says Christina. This is not mine. He was like, oh, okay. And he was so sweet about it. I was like, I'll call. Like, I ordered from a place like a mile up the street, so it wasn't hard. But I called them and I was like, the guy was like, what do you mean it's not yours? I was like, it's not mine, bro. Like, you gave it to somebody else. And he was like, is it similar to your name? I said, no. He was like, it's not spelled similar? No. This is not mine. Can you, what do you, he's like, oh, okay, well, we'll just bring you another one. I said, all right, as long as y'all got the order in the system. And the Uber Eats driver, he was so sweet. He's like, I'm so sorry. I don't want any negative reviews. I said, it's not your fault. They handed it to you. Like,
oh, okay.
I said, it's not your fault. Because when you walk in, you to give them a name and they give you the order. It's not like he had to go in and, you know, all that stuff. So I said, it's not your fault. I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming them.
Yeah.
Read. That's all.
It'd be a struggle out here, man.
It is. And half the time, you got to pay $10 extra just to get some shit delivered these days. Good Lord.
Girl, capitalism. Yeah, I missed my Dash Pass, but I
you let it go?
I let it go, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, so I'm trying to deliver less.
I feel you.
Yeah. I am delivering less, mm-hmm. but then it just hurts when I do deliver because it's like, oh, it's I'm expensive not used to as paying shit. All these
yes.
fees and stuff like that.
$4.99 for some shit, or $4.49, and then Uber Eats be trying to get you with the $7.49 because it's a shortage of drivers. What?
Oh, they don't have that on DoorDash.
Girl. Uber tried it.
That sounds like Uber, though.
It is very much Uber-like.
Ubering is ridiculous. When I was in Miami, it was Lyft all day because Uber, for places that should cost like $15, $20 to go, it would be like $50. And I was like, y'all have tried it. And then I'd go on Lyft and it would be like $15, $20.
Yeah,
I was
no.
like, why do y'all think?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know. But Uber is losing me. I'm not a fan right now.
Yeah. No.
But anywho, y'all, we're here. How was your week?
It was fine.
Okay.
It was good. My end of the week was, it's just been a lot. That's why I'm so tired today.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had my friend Lauren's wedding.
Mm-hmm. It looked pretty.
Yeah, it was nice. I had a final walk day, walk through at my venue that my mom came with me. Chelsea came with me and we met my florist there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. But, you know, it was Terry's first time seeing it. So she's pointing out a bunch of stuff.
Of course.
So I'm like, oh my God.
I'm surprised she hasn't seen it before.
No. Why are you surprised?
Because... We've had this conversation before, but I don't know why I'm just very surprised that Terry has not been like from the jump. Let's go do this, this, and this.
No.
Okay.
That's not my mom.
But with planning and stuff, I imagine that she would like that.
Not if it's not like her thing.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So, but it was good.
No.
It was good to go down there again and just like, oh, I'm getting like, yeah.
Why? You already married?
I don't care about the marriage part. I'm talking about just the planning.
Oh, okay. I was checking.
Yeah, no, the marriage part, yeah, we're already married. Yeah. You know, it is what it is. But this, it's like,
it's a lot.
Just final details and thinking through things, but it was nice because every time I've been down there, for the most part, I've been by myself.
Mm-hmm.
One time I went with the caterer, but this time going with other people that are going to be there, it was good to get like
opinions,
thoughts and stuff about like where, you know, how's this going to work? Or I think you should have this or that. So it was really, really helpful. Really, okay. And
well,
Chelsea, also does like wedding planning and event assistance stuff like that on the side, so it was good.
Helpful.
Yeah, but other than that, work was stressful. I know I got a shit ton of stuff to go back because I checked my email Friday afternoon and I was like, "Fuck this."
Are you getting a new job? What's the deal?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything yet.
I thought
but
you.
No, it's time to put on my calendar. I'll know something. Either tomorrow, I can't remember if it's tomorrow or Tuesday, but there's been time put on my calendar for next week.
Oh, okay.
This next week, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, not the stress part, but at least the part about, you know, potential new gig.
Yeah.
That's always good.
Yeah, we'll see.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal.
How about your week?
Stressful, exhausting, but I'm glad it's over. I'm glad I'm off tomorrow.
Oh, why are you off? Just because?
Yeah, it's a day of rest.
Oh, okay, for the company.
Mm-hmm. So, but I was working yesterday because I'm trying to help one of my people get this deal closed, and the internal teams are being difficult. So we're trying to get that together. It's $50,000 just waiting to be spent. So trying to figure that out. What?
It's a critter.
What is it? A lizard again?
No.
Oh damn! Last time we paused y'all to catch this lizard in here. That's Georgia spring for you.
I killed him.
Spring and summer.
I'm sorry.
You're okay.
I don't like killing God's creatures, but then there's some creatures of
they
God
gotta
that
go.
It's like y'all know that y'all shouldn't be in here, and there's so many more of you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But yeah, so glad that I'm off tomorrow and I can kind of just chillax. But I mean, you know, always got something to do. So we're trying, the house is cluttered right now because Marlon brought the rest of his stuff from his old house. So it's a mess. And I need things to be moved immediately. It's driving me crazy.
My house is a hot mess too. I understand. That's what I'm going to do this afternoon. I think I'm going to go to Trader Joe's and maybe Publix if I can't get everything I need from Trader Joe's and then go home and clean up.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's laundry. Just stuff everywhere. And it's not my stuff. It's Marlon's stuff.
So yeah.
That's a story for another day. And I keep repeating myself.
That's the story for life if y'all get married. Just girl, FYI.
I know.
And Marlon and Tyrell are very similar. They're both very stubborn. So they're not the kind of men that are just going to be like, okay.
No, I got to talk to you crazy.
Just because. Even if what you're saying makes 100% sense.
Girl, yesterday I had to looking back on it, this shit is hilarious. Yesterday I had to physically get up, storm out, and drive off just for him to get my point. Just for him to get my point to get up.
Oh, my.
Because we were supposed to go look at houses. Mm-hmm. And he was like, all right, we'll go. Like, because it's really hot right now. Like, let's wait till it cools down. Da, da, da. And I'm like,
I don't remember it. You know what? I wouldn't remember it being hot because I left my house at 8 a.m. and came back, and I never left it again for the rest of the day. So I don't know. It was hot yesterday.
It was pretty hot. Oh, wow. It was hot. It got to be like 77-ish. It wasn't to me, but it was beautiful.
That's not that hot. Nigga, no. You from Guyana. The fuck? That's the equator.
Thank you. Like, what you mean hot? You deal with like 100 degree weather all the time.
And humidity.
All the time.
Nigga, get your ass up.
I'm like, okay. So he was like, give y'all all this caveat so y'all fully understand why I was irritated. He's off all next week.
Oh.
Off all next week.
School and work?
He has school Monday, Tuesday. But he's off work.
I'm jealous.
All week. So I'm like, you can chill all week. I gotta work. So what I'm not gonna bother you, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Girl, it got to be about 3:45, 4:00, still waiting. Mm-hmm. I go in the room. Mind you, he's taking a shower and everything, but he's just in the bed watching anime. I said, dude.
They've been on some anime shit lately.
Girl.
I don't know what it is.
Marlon has always loved the anime, and his thing is, like, when he finds a show that he really likes, he has to finish it immediately. Like, he binges it.
I don't get it. I get it, like, from back in the day, but Tyrell be having that shit on, and I'm like, this sounds mad childish. Whoa!
And then it's dubbed, so their mouth be moving, and the words but they love it. So it's like, all right, fine. Enjoy your anime. Girl, I said, Marlon, it's 4:00. All right, we're going to go this afternoon.
Nigga, it's time to be back.
I said, it's afternoon. What are you talking about? Oh, okay. Well, this evening. Marlon,
you can't go look at houses in the evening.
Girl, so eventually I said, you know what? F this. I moved his car, got my car, and I said, I'll be back later. He's like, where are you going? I was like, to look at houses. And he's like, really? I was like, yes. Door slam. Drove off, right? Mind you,
soon.
I went and looked at like one house just to prove a point. It was up the street, so I didn't have to go far. Mm-hmm. So then I come back and he's like, you're back already? I was like, yeah, I'm back. What was all that about? Girl, I said, first of all, I've been waiting on your ass all effing day. All day. It's almost 6:00 and you have been sitting here for hours watching this goddamn anime. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I said, what is some shit you want to do? Oh, we got to go. Put your clothes on, Kirsten. You take too long. Blah, 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 blah. But when Kirsten got some shit she wants to do, oh, okay, we going to go in a few hours. Nah, Negro. Nah, not here. Not here.
I'm done.
I said, fuck that. I left, went and sat outside. He going to come with my purse. Told him, okay, babe, come on, let's go.
It's too late now.
I was like, seriously?
I don't even want to go no
more. Girl, irritation. The irritation. I was like, see, I got something for your ass. I don't know what yet, but I got something.
Oh, my. All right.
Child. It's the stubbornness that drives me nuts. Because when the shoe is on the other foot, they be wanting you to have it done today. You take it too long. The whole nine. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But when I need the same, oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. They don't like to be rushed all of a sudden. Mm. They just want to kick it, take their sweet time, and then be looking at your ass like you crazy. Mm. All right, I'm done.
All right.
Anywho.
I feel you, though.
The struggle.
Yeah. The struggle is real. I don't know how I ended up with the Sagittarius.
I don't know how I did either. I'm a Scorpio. I don't have time for that shit. Y'all, I'm very much a person that likes to get shit done and be done with it. I like to move efficiently. I don't like to mosey around. Like, if I got some shit to do, I got some shit to do. Let me take care of it and move on so I can chill. Mm-hmm. I hate to take all day to do shit.
I understand.
Oh, I hate that.
I understand.
But anywho, y'all, we'll get into some hot topics. Sorry, y'all had to hear my rant, but I was so irritated.
Y'all let it out somehow.
Ugh, I was so irritated when I left the house. All right, so let's see. What do we start with? What tomfoolery has been going on? Let's start with the dumbest shit of all this past week, the gas shortage.
Okay. Not the dumbest shit of all.
Because it wouldn't have been a gas shortage.
If y'all wouldn't have showed out. If y'all
wouldn't have shorted the gas.
Exactly. Like,
some pipeline got hacked. With caveat to that, the Russians have showed y'all and told y'all many a times to stop fucking with them, and you keep fucking with
them.
Who's
fucking with them?
Joe Biden apparently is.
Who?
He put some type of sanctions on Russia again. I don't know what, but some type of sanctions. So then some Russian agency or whoever hacked the pipeline.
I don't think they're related, though, because the group that did this was asking for ransom.
Oh, yeah. I missed that part.
It was a ransomware hack. They were asking for ransom. The pipeline said originally that they were not going to pay them at all. I don't know if they ended up paying them. But yeah, okay. The thing was, the good thing is they discovered the hacking before it had got like too deep into the system or something. And then they shut everything down. The bad thing is when they shut everything down, y'all niggas went
and bought unnecessary amounts of gas.
They told us, there won't be, we've got plenty out and about. It's fine for us to shut this shit down for a couple of days, like business as usual. And here we are.
Niggas.
And not only did y'all short the gas, but y'all are out there doing absolutely ridiculous things, like putting gas in bags.
Plastic bags.
First of all, it is gas. If there's one itsy bitsy thing that gets exposed that is flammable to this
your
gas,
shit is blowing up.
You saw the Hummer that blew up?
Yes, I was just about to talk about that. Went and filled plastic bags with gas, lit a dumbass cigarette, and his car blew up.
You dummy.
Y'all are so dumb. And it's all white people. It's just white people.
Yeah, I've only seen white people showing out like that.
I've only seen white people.
You know, y'all, the bunkers, the whatever they call them that are going to post-apocalyptic doomsdayers.
Yeah, doomsdayers. Yes, yeah. Yes. Like, y'all, what's the point? Y'all didn't, where were y'all going? You weren't going anywhere that you needed that much gas.
Right.
You weren't.
That's the thing, too.
You got gas and went home.
Half of y'all, exactly. Like, y'all were like, oh, I worked from home the rest of the week, but let me get gas. Like, what?
For
and
what?
That's why I haven't been concerned about it at all.
Not at all. I don't care. Like, they was at work like, Kirsten, you got to go get gas. I said, for what? I'm not going nowhere.
Right.
I was like, I go to the gym and I come home. I work here.
Right.
Where am I going?
And I've got half a tank in my car.
I'm going to be fine.
Oh, man.
Y'all are so dumb. Yes. So dumb. Yes. And then y'all, because y'all doing that dumb shit, you jacked the prices up immediately.
Yep.
Gas went from
I will say, even before people started shorting it, as soon as it happened, because I started following it exactly a week ago, and as soon as that shit happened, gas prices went from like 250 something to 280 something. Mm-hmm. I said, God damn it, it's that damn pipeline hack.
And it went from a slow creep. Next thing you know, it went from 280 something to 350.
Oh no, it's not.
I've seen
that
some 350. No, it's not by me either.
Okay,
but I've seen some threes, and then I saw something somewhere up north. Up north, gas is always more expensive anyway. But it was. I saw. This is the funniest part. The news station was outside of the gas station talking about it. The gas was $4.29. The minute they were like within minutes, you saw them drop the price again because the news vans were there. They went from $429 to $329.
Because they were price gouging, yes, probably.
They were price gouging.
Yeah.
Like, y'all are dumb. America.
America. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, America's stupid.
What's that song from To Pimp a Butterfly?
Oh, yes. Okay, let's go into some more. I don't know if it's dumb, but it might be dumb at some point. The CDC released new mask guidelines.
Not dumb.
It's not dumb in that, I mean, there's logic there. However, it's rooted in capitalism because people want the world to open back up.
Oh, yeah.
But this honor system shit, it's not going to work.
I mean, since when has honesty ever worked in America? In the world, honestly.
I'm saying, like, okay, so if you don't know, if you're fully vaccinated like Deja and I are, you are now pretty much, you can do whatever. Like,
you don't have to wear a mask.
Indoors or outdoors, except for in crowded places, whatever.
Yeah.
I plan to still wear mine, but, you know, whatever. The issue with that is,
I'm going to follow my honor system, so it's a toss up if y'all see me with my mask on. I'm still going to wear it in stores, though.
In stores, yes.
I really appreciate the fact that men cannot see half of my face.
Why?
Smiling.
Oh, yeah. You should smile. You should smile. Why? Or smile. It's not that bad. Like
me walking through the grocery store with my mask on, eyes just squinty mean. I'm a curmudgeon. Don't talk to me.
I'm a curmudgeon.
Yeah, I like that shit in stores.
Yeah, nobody bothers you.
Yep.
But yeah, so they've released this new thing. Here's the problem with all this, right? There's no way to know who's vaccinated and who's not.
Exactly.
There's no whatever app that you have right now to put if you're vaccinated or not. So the problem with that is all the millions and millions of anti-vaxxers, the people that are against getting vaccinated, can easily go wherever and just say, yeah, I got vaccinated. What you gonna do? Call them on it? Like, how do you check that?
Mm.
So with all due respect, CDC, that shit is not, it's not gonna work.
No.
I
think we should have waited.
They should have. Well, a lot of experts said, like, you should have waited till at least you got closer to herd immunity or something to do this. Because right now, you're still a long way off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got summer, but then you've got winter again.
Yeah.
What? There's no incentive for people to get vaccinated now. That's the thing.
No, exactly.
They think that this is going to incentivize people. It's not. It's going to do the complete opposite.
Because there's no way to know.
Right. There's no way to know. So the vaccinations were already slowing down for the last few weeks. Bitch, I wouldn't be surprised if these shits came to damn near a screeching halt because y'all decided to release this no mask, whatever.
Yep. It's going to be interesting to see.
It's going to be very interesting. I don't understand how or what the logic was. I get the logic. I do. But it is also rooted in capitalism because people want the economy to open back up. Schools have been shut down. People are complaining, blah, 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 blah. Problem is, Joe Budden.
I was like, Joe Budden.
He's been trending on Twitter for the last 24
hours. I saw, but I don't
typically
pay attention to him, so I have no idea what's going on.
But it's been quite interesting as far as business is concerned, like with contracts and all that. We can get into it if you want, but if we don't want to, you don't have to.
Okay.
Basically, Joe Biden was like, the rule is either get vaccinated so you don't have to wear a mask or wear a mask. Bro, you know how many people read that and said, fuck you?
Right.
Like, that's not how that works.
Right.
You can't force people to get vaccinated because then that's messing with people's freedoms.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, some companies can require it, but they're going to get a whole lot of pushback from their employees about it, depending on the company. Depends on the company,
yeah.
I'd say. More like, this is a great place to work, have fun, blah, blah, blah. If they tried to do, companies with that type of culture that try to push that type of culture, if they tried to mandate that, they probably get a lot more pushback.
They can mandate it if you want to come to the office.
That, if you want to come to the office.
Or if you have to come to the
office.
Right,
right. So, I mean, you have that type of thing. And
because from a company perspective, they can get away with it for lawsuit. I can't get sued if you give it to someone else.
Yeah.
You have to have it.
Yeah.
Done.
My alma mater, I mean, the entire Atlanta Clark? University Center, oh. Clark, Morehouse, Spelman, they have mandated all
their
students.
They mandated it early.
Early.
I mean, but that's
months ago. I mean, yeah. So they mandated that everybody, students, faculty, everybody has to get vaccinated. What?
No, they fired. My president resigned this week. The alma mater, my pre, uh, the pre, The president of my alma, y'all know I don't have no coffee. President of my alma mater had to resign this week.
Oh, why? Because he's racist?
Probably, no. But no. He plagiarized.
I heard about this.
He plagiarized part of the graduation speech and referenced us as the University of California.
Bro.
Kirsten, the most ironic part of this was it was big to do two or so years ago when they hired him because the students did not want him, the faculty did not want them, and quite a few board members did not want him. But he was buddy-buddy with the governor who has like this weird unofficial board seat at the school and they held like private meetings and all this shit. It was very, very, very controversial. The governor did with all these different board members. So it was insinuated that he clearly either paid people off or like promised them different things to vote for this man. There was a black man that was highly qualified. They would have been the black male, first black president for within the SEC of a school. Yeah. They didn't hire him, right? He was like a favorite. Mm-hmm. They end up hiring him to be provost. Why that nigga get a job at LSU to be their president?
Literally, I saw that
1 week before all this started.
I saw that. So, like,
if this would have happened and he wouldn't have gotten the LSU job, he probably would have been promoted to the president. But I'm like, that's what y'all fucking get, USC. That's the goddamn karma y'all get. This nigga got a job 1 week before, so he's going to be the first black president in the SEC, but either over way, LSU.
Either way.
1 week later, the shitty president that, and there's been numbers of other things that have been going on too. Nothing like that would be like fireable or resignation worthy, but things that people don't like. And
he's got to go.
Yeah, now he's gone. Good. And now our old president had to come back out of retirement.
I know, he's like, anybody got time for this shit? Seriously, bro.
I just feel bad for the graduates this year that have Castlin on their degree. I'm like, ugh, that's unfortunate. I have pastitis on my degree. But anyways, I don't know how we got here. Go ahead.
I don't either. But either way.
Oh, you were telling us how the AUC is requiring the vaccinations.
Yeah, they're requiring that. Most schools can get away with requiring vaccinations. With all the shit and
again,
kids.
Again, lawsuit.
And, yeah, and, you know, all those things that can happen at schools. Outbreaks, the whole nine. But it's going to be interesting with corporations and all that stuff. But the biggest issue is that honor system shit, the trust is not going to work. It's you can't trust no. If ain't shit else taught you about this Pan Am, you can't trust nobody. So good luck. Good luck. I'm interested to see what happens in the wintertime because we're not at herd immunity. There's millions of people that still haven't gotten vaccinated and you just kind of removed any incentive they had to get vaccinated.
We gonna see. I just hope we don't have to do anything extra, and I have a feeling we will.
I hope not. We'll see.
Booster
though.
Shots or whatever the case
may
be.
Yeah, that shit next year. Ugh, like that's annoying. But yeah. I mean, it's gonna be like a flu shot.
Is that a new phone case?
It's a new phone. Yes, and case.
Okay, I remember you got. I got a new phone.
Yes, I needed a new. My case, this Amazon almost lost a customer, child. They took a week and a half to send me my damn case. That was supposed to be 2 days shipping.
First of all, that is literally the most first world problem thing I've heard week.
I know.
And I'm mad that you said Amazon almost lost a customer because you know your black ass was going to be back on Amazon whether they sent that shit a week late or a month late.
It's the convenience, y'all. I'm sorry. It's the convenience.
Talking about Amazon almost lost a customer. Amazon's one of them companies you'd be like, you're losing a customer. They look at you, walk a flock of meme. Okay.
Okay.
And?
Right. You'll be back.
Bye.
You'll be back.
We honestly could stand to have less volume, nigga. They probably do.
I can't. Did we ever talk about Gary Owens getting a divorce from his wife?
No. I saw that. Yeah. Didn't she file?
Yes.
What'd Gary do?
There's rumors of infidelity.
Oh, I could believe that. Yeah.
So this has been going on for about a month. I think it happened right around March. So she is currently seeking $44,000 a month in spousal support.
Gary Owens got that kind of money?
Let me see.
That sounds a little high for Gary Owens.
Her name is Kenya. It says Kenya also claims that she left her own career to support Gary's dreams, leaving her no choice but to request spousal support. She claims that they have consistently brought in between $200,000 and $400,000 in, I'm assuming, a quarter, probably not a month. Gary Owens ain't been doing much.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, that sounds a bit high for Gary Owens. But okay, sis, aim for the stars.
In monthly income, yeah. And have never gone below $100,000.
The fuck he got going on?
Says Kenya Duke claims that she, I like, that's a very powerful name for some reason. Kenya Duke.
Sounds southern.
Doesn't it? Claims that she is used to Gary having $300,000 to $600,000 worth of uncashed checks laying around, which she would deposit whenever she needed to. As mind you, they live in like Cincinnati, so cost of living ain't that high.
I'm still just trying to figure out where all this money is coming from.
I mean, is there, I'm trying to think, what is it? Royalties, residuals? Think like a man ain't do that great.
And he wasn't like a
star.
He was one of lead. He was like a, as we would call it, a friend of the cast.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. I mean, they were married for almost 18 years. They've got two kids.
I know they've been married for a long time.
So, yeah. I don't know. Good luck. Gary's been quite quiet about it. We haven't really heard much from him. But, yeah, there's that. Moving on. Speaking of relationships, Bennifer might be back.
Yeah.
J-Lo and Ben Affleck, they were together years and years ago when I was a child. There's rumors that they are hanging out again. I mean, there's pictures of them hanging out again. Excuse me, y'all. There's rumors of them hanging out again. Possibly could be a couple that J-Lo and A-Rod, who she was engaged to for 2 years, have called off their engagement. They say they are better off as friends. Oh, it's the bird that always is hitting the window. He's behind that post. You can't see him now. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll wait and see what happens with that.
I could care less.
Yeah.
Unless she gets back with Jimmy. I mean, Jimmy. That's what I was reading. Sorry. Diddy.
Oh.
I could care less. Yeah. That would be funny.
That would be funny.
But her and Ben Affleck, Jennifer, I just don't know what's going on, Jennifer. If I could have a sit down with her, I would. And I had the best dream last night.
Okay, about?
Justin Timberlake was in it.
Okay.
And you may have been with me. Okay. I can't remember. I had friends with me, but okay. I can't remember which friends they were.
Okay.
But we were like at an event, and he was there just hanging out. And I went up to him, and he thought I was the funniest, nicest person ever. And he hung out with us. And he was so nice.
Okay.
Yeah. I just remember waking up so peaceful because my dream was so like so I've had chill. Some crazy dreams lately. I and this to. One was so chill. And I remember waking up like, aw, love you, JT.
Deja loves Justin Timberlake. I do.
Maybe that
y'all.
Was a sign if he's about to release new music.
Maybe.
Yo, if he releases it or announces that he's about to release something in the next like couple of weeks,
it's
need
be
to
a good summer.
I'm going to psychic camp because I've got some untapped skills there. I'm gonna going to go tune up my camp. Skills.
Lord,
my dreams may be more than they allude to. Oh, I just got to be able to tap into that shit.
I can't.
I got to train my mind.
I can't. Lord.
Yeah. But Bennifer, yeah. Kobe Bryant inducted into the
Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yes. That situation still. Oh, it bothers me. And I was never the biggest Kobe fan. Never have been. He's a great player.
Yeah. I still can't believe he's dead.
That's the problem. Like, it's so unbelievable. Him and Chadwick Boseman do it. The two of them together. It's like, that doesn't make any sense.
I literally thought that when I was reading through everything yesterday and looking at the pictures of his oldest daughter and Vanessa.
Who looks just like her mama.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, I
can't believe
still
it.
Cannot believe
never would have like it's unfathomable that happened. That was the sign that 2020 was gonna be a shitty year. I was like, and we all, I think just not comparing the two, but just like 7-Eleven, sorry y'all, 9-11, where you always remember where you were
Sim-lim.
Well, you always remember where you were when 9-11 happened. You'll never forget that for as long as you live. I'll never forget where I was the day Kobe Bryant died.
Kirsten, weren't you about 3 when 9-11 happened?
I knew my age was going
to
get brought up.
I was about to say, you don't remember where you
were. No, I was not 3. I was in the third grade.
Aww.
And and I was in class when it happened. I went to school a mile away from maybe not a mile, probably two, not far either way, from the Andrews Air Force Base where the president lands.
Ow. I hate my pimple.
I'm about 2-3 miles away. My mom worked on base.
That's in Maryland?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
My mom worked on base, everybody. So anytime some shit went down, so
lockdown.
Legit. So
I repeat, everybody locked.
They would lock
down
everything within like a 10-mile radius.
Yeah.
Because we just
didn't know.
So when that happened, school got locked down. The principal told everyone to turn on the TV, which probably wasn't the best idea for children.
Yeah, my elementary school took the other route.
They just didn't say shit.
Yeah, kids dropping like left and right. Kirsten, your mom's here. Taylor, your mom's here. James,
no.
Your mom's here. I'm looking around like, well, where the fuck Terry at?
It was like the principal came on. I'll never forget Miss Cullinan. This is the same principal that told me she wished she'd go to help. She wished I went to help, but that's a story
what
for another
the
day.
Heck?
Story for another day. But anywho,
that means one of two things. I can't talk this morning. I'm sorry. Either the principal was absolutely insane.
She was a former nun.
Or Kirsten was an absolute tyrant.
I was not. The reason she said that was not.
I'm leaning towards the latter.
Of course she is. The reason she said that did not constitute me going to hell. Let me just put that out there.
Okay, but.
Anywho, they locked the school down. We turned on the TV. And I think almost everybody who like became privy, most people turned on the TV within seconds or minutes of the second plane hitting the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like,
what is happening?
Oh, shit.
That's a lot to process for a child.
Yeah. But the thing that got everybody
was when they flew into the Pentagon.
That part, not the Pentagon part, but when they did that, one of my classmates' grandmothers worked there.
Oh, God.
Never found her.
Oh, God.
Never found this woman. So when it happened, my classmate was like, oh, my grandmother works there. Like, you know, we're kids. No, I was like, yeah. And we knew this lady. We had seen her, all those things. So we were all like, okay. And then when the shit happened, he was like, I don't know if she went to work today. We don't remember. Like, he was like, I don't remember. So that happened. This when, like, within, I think, a day or so, that's when we realized she went to work that day. Sorry, y'all. It's my allergies. But they never found her.
Mm.
But they locked the school down. My mama was right there. Let's go.
Now, Terry let me go through the day. I rode the bus home. She was home when I got there, and then we had a talk about the second coming of Jesus Christ.
The what? No.
Yeah.
And it was rough.
And then I asked about our waiter at the World Trade Center, because I had went to the World Trade Center. I went to New York for the first time in my life that April,
mm-hmm.
and we had dinner in the World Trade Center that April. And we went to this fancy restaurant, and the people were
so
sweet.
Nice. Yeah.
And apparently, I don't really remember this, but my parents say that I asked, "Do you think our waiter's okay?"
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that was a rough day. And then,
And then the years to come.
I'm just saying. It's been downhill ever since. No, I'm kidding.
Speaking of the years to come, this can kind of transition us because, you know, low-key, the orchestrator potentially behind 9/11 is Dick Cheney. And speaking of the Cheney family.
Oh. Liz Cheney is having a rough go.
But is she, though?
No.
Or is she having the best go of her life?
She's killing it. She's not playing.
Because to me, if this is anything that's giving her the fuel to run for president, and the thing will be, if she runs for president, and if she gets a bunch of support from the Republican Party or gets a bunch of Democrats, like people that voted Democrat last election because they were so anti-Trump, come back. Like, this could be low-key a problem.
It could.
It could be a problem. It's a toss-up.
I mean, with Trump gone, he still very much has a hold on the Republican Party.
Yeah. It's weird.
Very weird.
It gives me Handmaid's Tale
very
vibes.
Much so. Like, it's very scary.
Yeah.
But I'm riding with Liz. Liz is not here for the shenanigans.
No, fuck Liz.
In the sense of, like, I don't like her. But what I'm saying is, like, what she's standing for in this moment, I'm not mad at.
Yes and no. I appreciate, like, what she's I appreciate that she's like anti-Trump, but I also feel like she's still a racist white woman.
Oh yeah, no, 1,000%.
And I also feel like deep down she probably does align with that stuff. She's just smarter about it and doesn't want that to quote unquote represent America.
Right. Yeah, no, I get that,
but I won't trust her as far as I could throw her.
Don't trust anybody. Don't trust anybody. But it is an interesting turn of events happening with the GOP.
I love it.
It's drama, and that's what we're here for. One more thing before we transition into music.
Mm-hmm.
Portia and Simon.
You see, no, stop. I got this.
Okay.
Did we not just start a new segment? Getting real with the Real Housewives.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And that was not a good. How do you go? How, you talking about transitioning from Liz Cheney to Portia Williams?
Music. Okay.
From Liz Cheney to Portia Williams.
Rewind. How do we transition? Let's talk through this.
Well, we wrap up. First of all, I thought you was going to say something else about Liz Cheney because you was like, stop. Liz Cheney.
I said one more thing before we go to music. And then, okay, never mind.
It was very
because I was going to do Portia and Simon before Liz, but you came in with Liz. So it's okay.
Sorry. I was confused. It's a lot. It's also that time of the wedding where people are randomly texting you like random things about the wedding. Mm-hmm. Like everybody, like guests, people. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, no, maybe. So, I don't know. Let me check. All right. So we can move into getting real with the Real Housewives, which the biggest thing on everybody's docket this week was the Portia Williams takeover.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll start from the beginning. If you miss it, if you live under a rock, Portia posted some pictures. I hope my mic is working.
It is.
Okay. Portia posted some pictures on Mother's Day of her and Simon G. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Okay. Is that how you pronounce it? Okay. I'm just going to say Simon G.
Okay.
Some pictures of her, Simon G, which is Fallon's ex-husband in process of being ex-husband. And Dennis, Portia's ex-fiance and baby father. So she posted these pictures. Okay, it's Mother's Day, but everybody's alarms went off initially because of the posing in the picture. So Portia's in the middle. Dennis is to her left. Her and Dennis are not touching at all, but Simon has his hand around her waist and Portia has her hand on Simon's chest. So we're like, oh, this is strange.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is strange, but okay, happy Mother's Day, girl. But everybody's in the comments like, this is strange. Mm-hmm. We didn't know where to go.
Nope.
Because the caption led us to absolutely no explanation. She is saying that, you know, it's been a great day for all the mothers.
Yep. We did notice the ring on her hand.
Well, before we even get there, it was like, okay, it's been a great day for all the mothers. Exactly, bitch. It's Mother's Day. Where the fuck is PJ? If you're going to post anything about Mother's Day, where's PJ? I mean, honestly, that's why we all came here.
Because that baby's so cute.
She's so precious. Mm-hmm. So people start going in on the comments. They also point out that she has a ring on her ring finger.
Mm-hmm.
A big, beautiful ring.
Gorgeous. It's clearly noticeable.
But the narcs are like, that's definitely not the ring.
Dennis gave her.
That Dennis gave her. So here we are with this picture of you with your ex-baby father. I mean, with your ex-fiance, your baby father, your baby father slash castmates, friend slash ex-husband.
Friend, yeah.
On him.
Mm-hmm.
The internet crashes the first time. We're just like trying to figure it out. What's going on? All the housewives gossip sites are like, you know, we be knowing some stuff, but we can't ever share everything with you guys. So we're just like, what's going on? So finally, hours later, after our speculation.
Hours.
After our investigation, yes, speculations.
Everybody turned into detectives immediately.
Portia finally comes out and releases a picture with Simon saying that, yes, they are dating. She doesn't initially say that they are engaged.
Mm-hmm.
She just says that it's been a month, a whirlwind, and hashtag love is love. Mm-hmm. Bitch, are you gay? Is Simon a woman? Is he a trans man? Why are we using the love is love hashtag? That's not how it works.
Lord Jesus.
That's not how it works. So then we're like, oh, okay, they are together. This is weird, okay? Like, so now we're investigating. Oh, and she officially states that her and Fallon were never friends.
Yes.
People are going in on that, but
I'm not. I mean, that's reality TV. Yeah, I didn't think anything of it. It's plenty of times that they got friends that they're not really friends with.
They've never met before.
But they're just trying to bring, introduce a new character to the show.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. Producers tell you who's going to be friends with who,
yep.
what's going to be happening, yep. how you need to act with that person, and scene.
Yep.
Like, so y'all don't get too caught up in that. They probably definitely were not friends.
Apparently it was Dennis and Simon that were cool.
Cool. Which I get.
Right.
They both own restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, that was the thing I was most worried. Y'all was worried about figuring out what was going on. I was trying to figure out where this man got his money from.
I mean, apparently he owns a
gas.
Yes.
Gas.
40 mil.
Yeah, CEO or owner or something of a gas
yes,
company.
Yes.
Which once I read that, I was like, okay, makes sense. Because mm-hmm. them Africans be tapping into that gas.
That oil. Okay, they don't play.
So I was like, okay, because people kept saying 40 million, 40 million. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
ain't no way his restaurants is doing all that.
Because well, the restaurants closed. One. Mm-hmm. Two, I was seeing online that he was a film producer. So I went to look up the two films and I had never heard of him. So I'm like, ain't no way those generated $40 million.
No.
So then I found out, okay, gas.
Got it.
Okay, so you really do have $40 million.
Yeah. All right. Probably more than that.
Yeah. All right, Portia. Got it. So then we find out after she solidified that they've been dating, that not only have they been dating, but they are in fact engaged.
Yep.
So now the mystery is, which we will never know because it's a one versus two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they truly divorced? He says yes.
She says.
Fallon says no.
Process. Finalizing.
Did Fallon really cheat on him? Which were originally his insinuations of what sparked their divorce.
Yep.
You know, he insinuates that.
Yeah.
She hasn't, you
said
know,
much.
Said much. We also haven't seen her with anybody.
Nope.
It also later comes out that he was just dating another girl
yes.
about exactly a month ago.
Yes.
Who was seen pictured in his car.
Mm-hmm.
She posts, wow, some he people move fast, faster than his car, which was some Ferrari. So, you know, it's fast.
Yeah, it was a fancy one I've never seen before.
Dennis also comments, you know, congrats on this new chapter.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
I guess just alluding to the engagement.
Yeah.
But the last mystery of all, the same day that Portia posts the pictures of all of them, she also posts some videos of her doing some cute little TikToks.
Mm-hmm.
One in which you can see her moving her hand down to like cradle a baby belly, mm-hmm. so it seems, but quickly moving it back up to start the TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
She was also in a very flowy, billowy dress.
Yes.
So the question now also remains,
is she pregnant?
That is what she has left us to process with. Portia was trending for a solid 3 days.
She was. She really was.
So it was literally one of the most best marketing campaigns
okay.
of 2021.
Okay.
I think it was all very plotted
yeah.
and strategic.
Oh, for sure. Because them ratings was terrible last season.
Ratings and just popularity in general.
Yep.
You have Portia, you have Kenya, who is like also feeding off of this, but
yes.
it doesn't make you any better of a person, Kenya. So that's
nope.
not how any of this works.
Nope.
But people are saying they're disappointed in her. I'm not disappointed yet until we find out because, like,
we gotta
again,
know what happened, like what the ins and outs were. That's what we need to figure out.
The biggest thing I'm disappointed in Portia is if they are engaged, moving too fast. Like,
yeah,
you.
She just did this with Dennis,
and
that what happened.
Her and Dennis have been together for a while. They have been together for a minute.
I mean,
maybe not a full year, but
it
like months, you know,
yeah, okay.
which I can get. But also her and Dennis were different because she did not have a child when she
True.
Was with Dennis.
True.
My thing is now, like, do you know this man well enough to where you're saying you would marry him, which means you would leave your child
with
him for an extended period of time?
Yeah.
Ma'am, it's not just you anymore.
Nope.
It's you and PJ.
PJ. Yeah.
So are we thinking this through? What is the why do we need to move so fast?
Yeah.
If you are engaged. But if there's one thing Portia has been very consistent with since she joined the Real Housewives of Atlanta, it's making bad decisions in men.
Yeah. I mean, she started with a terrible decision. What was her?
Cordell.
Ooh,
Cordell Stewart.
He was a piece of work, honey.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit.
So we will all just wait and see how this reveals. I'm sure they're going to at least drag it out. If they were in the middle of a break of filming, bitch,
they brought
I
shit
tell
right
you,
back. Andy said, get the camera. cameras, bitch. Get the cameras. Call that shit up right now.
Candy's probably pissed because she's clearly still healing from the lipo she just got before this versus. Candy was literally like, she visibly looked a solid 20 to 25 pounds lighter in the versus than she did from the reunion. And I know Candy. Candy liked to eat.
She does.
That waist was snatched at the versus. Girl, it was ridiculous. It was almost like, whoa, exactly. I was like, so, and you got to wear a bunch of shit like corsets after you get lipo. So yeah. I think Candy had lipo like a week or two before that versus.
I ain't mad at it. You look
Candy's
good,
like, whoa, it's the off season. This is when I nip and tuck. Don't bring them cameras around here. This ain't got nothing to do with me.
Candy, though, speaking of Candy, she does have a spinoff coming.
I heard you told me about the
they confirmed
Vanderpump Rules, but for her restaurant,
they officially confirmed it.
So. That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how that goes. But yes, honey, it's gonna be an interesting season next season.
Yeah, that's the biggest Housewives news. Yeah. I won't spend more time talking about other things. We had the Jersey finale, which was really good. They had everybody's questioning if Dallas is going to get canceled because they bumped their reunion to 10 p.m.
Ooh.
Yeah, on Tuesday nights or Wednesday nights. Real Housewives of New York still going strong on their second episode. It wasn't as entertaining as the first, but it was good. And this week is the return of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where we will get the inside look at what the fuck has been going on with Mrs. Girardi.
I like it.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I mean, it's a lot of shit going on in Real Housewives land.
Yeah, and they needed it.
We haven't gotten an update on Jen Shah at all, have we?
No. I know they're still filming, but no update on that. Okay. This week, Watch What Happens Live did a special with all
the kids. Yeah.
And fucking Brooks was on there.
I do not like that child.
Yeah. But, you know, he probably didn't know anything to say anything. They didn't really ask him too much. So no idea what's going on with that.
I saw bits and pieces of the ones with the kids. Still not liking Riley's nose job.
Girl.
And then she's gaining weight back.
A little bit. And Brielle tried to say she hasn't had plastic surgery or something like that. Bitch.
Have you seen your face?
Moral of the story is the best Real Housewives child to this day. Is Gia Giudice. That's my dog. I love me some Gia. I always have loved me some Gia.
Some of them got some epic ass kids. Some of their kids are great TV. So I did see some of that. It was interesting.
It was. I was disappointed they didn't have any Beverly Hills kids.
Yeah, none.
I mean, y'all could have paid Gigi and Bella.
Candy ain't paying their fee. You know their fee is high.
They got it.
That's true.
They got Bravo's got it. They could have had Gigi and Bella. They also could have had it was somebody else from Beverly Hills. Oh, they could have got Rinna's daughters. Rinna's daughters.
That
would have been. They have probably a high fee too, but they could have got Rinna's daughters. Portia's too young, and Kyle. Yeah. The rest of Kyle's kids weren't ever like really in it as much. But yeah. Anyways. Okay. We can move on into the work playlist, which I wanted us to review the verses.
Okay.
Did you watch it, Kirsten?
I did, but I'm not going to lie. I was in and out because it was like, all right, this is great. But
yeah, I was at a home where there was a few other people there, so I couldn't really hear throughout the night. But, you know, based on what you saw, who would you say won?
You know, all of the ladies are talented, and it may just be my bias. I'm always going to say SWV.
I'm with you, but I had to be truthful with myself and I had to pull out a rubric. Okay. So if we were to have a rubric and if we were to total things up,
y'all,
where SWV lacked was clearly performance.
Yeah. Well, Coco did come out and say why.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, so I give her a pass for that.
But the show must go on.
Girl. Yeah, but that's hard, bro.
You weren't shot.
No, but when you see someone get shot and, like, they die, I don't know if the lady died, but, like, they die in front of you. That's a lot to process within hours of you having to go on stage.
I guess.
Deja is ruthless.
I'm not ruthless. I mean, it is tragic, but.
It's very tragic. This lady was shot 4 times. You watched her die. I at least would have tried. And bleed out.
I at least would have tried when I got there. Either I'm not doing it or I'm going to try.
I think her being there was her trying at first.
You know they say she's always had a bad attitude.
That, yeah, I mean, she's the voice. So I get it.
Yeah.
But also, like, her being there was probably her version of try,
I guess. So SWV was deducted in performance. The show must go on.
The
you
first
know,
half was rough. Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
SWV was also lacking, and this is where, unfortunately, you can see the income gap between Escape, specifically Tiny and Candy.
Yeah.
And the rest of them. Because SWV, I love you ladies. You are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrell said what I'm about to say is problematic, but I don't give a
damn. Oh, hell. Here we go.
Y'all need some facelift. Y'all need some, a little bit up in here. They need a little bit of, they look old.
They are old.
They're 50. And I shouldn't say they look old. They look old for show business.
Okay. Okay.
Because, and I get it, they just don't have probably as much revenue coming in or whatever the case may be, but like they could use, you know, some body enhancements and some facial enhancements. Okay. They look good for their age, but they look average for their age. They don't look, you know what
I'm
saying?
They need to be like, oh, bitch, that's SWV.
They look so good.
I see what you're
saying.
And
that's how Escape is, other than Tiny, because she's gone too far.
She's gone a little too far.
But Escape, it's like, dang, they snatched. Their makeup look good. Their hair look good.
I give you that.
So when we're rating wardrobe and appearance,
I give it to Escape.
Escape also
1,000%. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When we go to the hits, this is where it gets tossy.
Yeah.
It honestly just depends on who you like more.
Yes.
For me, it's a knockout with SWV.
Yeah.
And that's the bonus section. Like, if hits was worth, like, appearance to me would be worth 10 points.
I give it 10%.
Performance would be worth 10 points.
I'd honestly give performance 15%.
Okay.
Because your appearance can be a little on, but if you could work a stage, honey.
That's true.
You know, we've seen it done.
So 15 for performance, 10 for appearance.
Yes.
50% to me is hits.
Oh, 1,000%.
That's why we're here, hear the hits.
That is exactly why we're here.
So SWV gets that 50 pointer, and Escape is still sitting at 35.
Yeah. Okay? I give you that.
And then we'd have to come up with the category of, I don't know what's left.
Vocal.
Oh, vocal.
The vocals.
And honestly, that's a toss-up.
It is.
Because.
It depends on the day. And this is why I say that. Yes, we know Coco is the voice of SWV. Taj and what's the. Shit. I feel terrible not knowing this lady's name. Okay.
I know who you're talking about, though.
Yes.
The lighter one.
Yeah. What is her name? Fudge. Is this? Lily.
Yeah, Lily.
Ooh, child. The struggle. Coco is the voice.
Yeah.
Majority of Escape can sing. Vast majority. Candy can sing. She just has a very, very heavy vibrato. And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
And it's Candy can sing, period. Candy cannot sing.
Exactly. Exactly. There's a difference.
Tasha can sing.
Exactly. Exactly.
So to me, it's like, okay, you got to think about Tasha. You got to break it down when you're talking about vocals. Mm-hmm. Tasha versus Coco.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Coco.
I give it Coco.
So they're getting, SWV has an edge.
Yes.
Harmonizing. Because let me tell you what the 90s was about. The early 90s
the
was about harmonies.
Yes.
But I got to go with SWV. Specifically for the harmonizations that they give on their ballots. Like, because they have,
I'll give you that.
They have so many songs that are like known for the harmonic pieces of it.
I give you that.
Okay. But SWV, you're right there, baby girls.
You mean Escape?
I mean, yeah, Escape. You're
they
right
are.
There.
They're very close.
They can harmonize.
They can.
But there was
when
one
like
point where
other.
They sounded off. In
when
the
they
night.
Like each other,
oh, girl, that's the last. That's it. The connection of the group.
Half the time, Escape can't get along.
Half the time, Tasha and Candy
can't get along. Candy be over y'all.
Tasha is problematic.
She is. She was saying wild
she
shit
lost
about
a bunch
Candy.
Of she looks great.
She does look good, but she was saying a bunch of wild shit about Candy.
She even seemed like she was annoyed that Tamika, her sister, was vibing so much with Candy at one point. She was like, what y'all got going on?
Yeah.
Man.
Jealousy.
We're just trying to, they were the only two, the ones that were mainly trying to like.
Get it together.
Give the performance. Yeah. Like you could tell Candy was, she's competitive.
Candy is about her shit.
Candy was
she
like,
wants to win at all costs.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's look good. Let's get up. Come on, y'all.
Exactly. Let's get it together. I can't dance for shit, but I will try.
You know what also lost Escape some points?
What?
I wasn't crazy about the fact that they used some of their tracks for songwriting credits. it really irritated me that they got their asses up and saying no scrubs and bills, bills, bills.
I mean, I get that. The problem with that, no, this is my thing. This is my thing with that. I understand. I do. Mm-hmm. However, the what do they go by with the Supreme Court? There's a precedent that has been set.
Oh, okay.
Of other artists also doing that.
Who?
A lot of songwriters. The Dream.
No, but that's John the thing. Chaos. They now, did a granted, songwriting versus.
I get that. But Neo. Neo has also done that.
When did he? Who did he go against?
He went against Jonte Austin.
But that was a songwriting one.
But Neo also. Neo went with his stuff. He brought a lot of his stuff. And then he brought. Jonte Austin has songs of his own.
Yeah, but that the core of that was songwriting. And Neo just so happens saying, to have written for songs. Other and I see himself. What you're saying.
I do. I see that. I see that. But The Dream has also done it.
He's a songwriter.
He is, who did he go against?
A songwriter.
Sean Garrett.
Yeah, it was a songwriting competition.
I get what you're saying. I do. But there is, if we're looking at it in the case of like a courtroom, there is a precedent that, because it wasn't ever specific to the battle of the songwriters.
That's
the battle,
true.
You know what I mean?
But so I felt like if you're here on your group, this is about your group. We're not going to do things that you and one other member of your group have wrote done. For other people.
I see that.
I was like, no, I get y'all have
I
done
get it.
That.
I see what you're saying.
But leave that shit out, bro. That's not what we here for.
I see what you're saying. I do.
Because I feel like Brandy has written songs for people and she stuck to her catalog.
She did. She did. You're accurate in that. I see what you're saying. I do. But because of the precedent, I can't knock them for it. Mm. I can't knock them for it. Mm-hmm. I would do that shit too. Scrubs and bills, bills, bills. Fucking huge.
No, because we're not here for my songwriting. We're here for Escape and the moment that Escape laid. Escape was, what's it called when you break a group up? Escape was broken up.
Okay.
It's a word that I was looking for.
Disbanded, you
mean? Thank you, yeah.
Y'all should have seen the way we was looking at each other trying to figure out that word.
Escape was broken up. That shit ain't have nothing to That's do with true. Escape.
I see what you're saying. I do.
But okay. Yeah, so I don't know what the point total is, but SWV took it.
I get for it me. SWV either way.
But I respect those who say that Escape took it for them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, they both have cult following, so.
I discovered a new song in that Versus. Because I don't remember this remix at all. Ariel was like, you don't remember this? But I do not remember the Always Be My Baby remix that featured Escape and The Brat. That's when they brought The Brat out.
Yeah. I've heard this.
The remix, I
really,
I missed that shit. Ariel was like, they played it on the radio. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what I was doing as a child.
That was a big one.
Always Be My Baby, but I don't remember ever hearing a remix.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Anything else on the Versus?
No. I mean, they're supposed to be, well, they're in talks, Bow Wow and Lil Romeo.
First of all, what song are you going to play? You have one song, Lil Romeo.
Yeah, Bow Wow.
Here's my thoughts on Bow Wow. Bow Wow doesn't have anybody to go up against.
People
he's kind of like a Mary
Bow
Jane.
Wow a lot of shit. Because he has
not
done,
me.
Not
me.
He's done some fuck shit. He has. We're not saying he hasn't. People give Bow Wow a lot of shit, but y'all can put some respect on Bow Wow's name.
Like that nigga. That man is a legend of 106 and Park.
That man is a legend.
Literally.
There's not a lot of artists out here that can go against Bow Wow. Hell, I don't even think.
I don't know who could go against him. Because it's like you kind of would want it to be someone that started off younger.
Child rapper.
And maybe Chris Brown, but that would be uneven because Chris Brown's career is still so active.
Very much so. Bow Wow has gone.
If Chris Brown would have fallen off, maybe.
Yeah, but he hasn't. Yeah. Romeo, yeah, one song.
One song, bro.
It would have to be Romeo Masterpiece, like the whole No Limit.
And that would be weird.
That would be weird.
It's like they're jumping Bow Wow. And even still, even if you compiled all of
Bow Wow,
No Limit
still
hits.
Will wipe the floor with them. That's the sad part.
Because Bow Wow could sit there and play every song from that first album.
He really could. I don't know. I go back and forth on that.
But I was telling Ariel, who I think could maybe go against Mary J.
Who?
They're kind of different vibes, but their eras almost exactly align.
Okay.
Is Mariah Carey. They came into the game right around the same time.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. And
different vibes, but both R&B, both early 90s until today.
Yeah, but y'all got to convince Mariah to do that shit.
I think she would do it for the right price point.
Maybe. It a lot of shit got to align for Mariah to come out mm-hmm. and do it.
Both have ties to Diddy and have yeah. those little pieces.
And Jermaine Dupri.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thanks, Kirsten. Ariel was like, yeah. And I was like,
no, I could see it. I could see it. Yeah.
That would be a Bigums.
Yeah. That would actually be a good one. Huh. That's like who could go up against Usher. Here's my thing on this.
I don't know, man.
To me, it doesn't have to be man against man, woman against woman.
Yeah.
It could be a man against a woman. Because Missy Elliott, it's going to be hard to find someone to go against her, too.
Yeah.
But, like, Missy Elliott could only go against, like, a man. Somebody that has that was as big as her.
I don't know. No idea.
I don't know.
There's some people out there that I'm just still, like, at a complete loss for. Missy, Usher. I mean, I do think Justin would be kind of like the closest, but I still think Usher would wipe. Why, and I love
would.
Justin.
He would. Usher, Confessions alone is a classic.
And part of that is, you know, where you run into where somebody has been solo for their whole career versus
Justin
in a group.
Had a group, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of like, I have no idea for Usher, Missy. For the longest, I was saying Mary, but I think Mariah would be a good battle
People
for her.
People keep saying, we had this debate at work. They were saying maybe Beyonce could go against Usher. I could see it.
I could see that.
I could see
I'm going to be biased,
Beyonce.
But I could see that.
Yeah.
100%.
1,000% could see Usher and Beyonce. I would love mm-hmm. to see Jay-Z go against Beyonce, but yeah. I don't know if they may do that. They may only want
to
go against
She'd have to
each
play
other.
Destiny's Child stuff.
She would.
But
I mean,
could see that.
Yeah. She's got some classic albums now.
Yeah, but not enough. I mean, the thing about Beyonce is mm-hmm. Beyonce fans love her whole album.
Yeah.
So she could throw off some
random
be like,
shit that no one really has heard unless you had the album.
But so many fans
yeah.
love her whole album.
Yeah. She puts a very good body of work together.
But
y'all.
So does Usher.
Usher does too.
Because everybody knows every song from Confessions.
Yeah.
And older people, all of them know every song from 8071
That's
or whatever
true.
That album was.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'd be like, no, I know every drop.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could see that. That would be fun.
That one would be a good one.
That would be fun.
That's going to be very expensive, though.
That would be extremely.
That would be so expensive. Beyonce going to be like, how many figures?
No, thank you.
No, I like you, so I'm trying to be nice, but no.
No, thank you.
No, you're my brother, but no. That's like how she told Coldplay. Coldplay had been trying to get her on a song for the longest. Because, you know, Chris and Gwen, and they were all mm-hmm. friends. And then he said he kept trying, and he would send her songs, and she would be like, I'm trying to figure out a nice way to say it, but I don't like it. She's like, I like you
and
a lot, Chris.
That's funny that based on the song she ended up
right.
Because I'm not crazy about
I'm
those
not
songs.
Either.
I mean,
which
it's
is
on my
funny,
playlist.
But yeah, I was like, this song is the one you like?
Yeah.
I don't know. It made me wonder, like, right. Made me wonder, like,
the end
what
is
other
really beautiful.
Yeah, I was like, what other songs did they send you? Is the question,
right? But I don't like where Coldplay has gone.
Yeah,
they've gotten so poppy, and I'm like, oh, this is
disgusting.
I used to
love Coldplay.
I used to love Coldplay too. All their olds, their original stuff, The Scientist, XY, is that the album name? I can't remember. All that old stuff I love. But yeah, all
right.
The only new music thing I have to talk about is
J. Cole.
Yep.
I haven't listened to most of it. I've heard bits and pieces, but I got to be in the mood for J. Cole. And I'm not always in the mood.
Kirsten.
It's a good one.
Okay. That's what I was thinking too. Like yeah. We listened to it and I knew because Tyrell was driving to the wedding and it was like
you
an hour away. So I was like,
J. Cole.
We're going to listen to J. Cole. This will be the time that I listen to it.
Yeah. It's good.
It's
I've
good.
Heard it's very good. So I have to sit aside some time. I may do that tomorrow.
To me, and somebody was asking me and Tyrell, like, what would you compare it to in his body of work already? And we literally agreed. Haha, first of all.
Yeah, that never happened.
that
never happened.
It's very much a hybrid of, like, almost everything he's done. Because somebody was like, well, how does it compare to KOD? And I was like, KOD had a lot more, like, trap beats.
Yeah.
And the sound was more consistent. This sound is a little bit more diverse, kind of like 2014 Forest Hills Drive, but it also pulls from like some of those earlier things. I was like, it's got features. That's another thing. Like KOD
rarely does features.
What was the one with Deja Vu was on, I can't remember. I forgot the name of it. For Your Eyes Only, like, those I don't think had any features. No. So I was like, think about, like, Born Sinner and some of those other ones where they had features. I was like, but it's a vibe. I mean, he's spitting as usual. The one thing you never have to worry about is him rapping his ass off.
Yeah, yeah.
But my favorite song is the one with 21 Savage. And apparently, I thought it was 21 Savage and Post Malone. Apparently, it's some guy called Morey. And that makes more sense, because when I tell y'all I was clowning the fuck out of J. Cole and Post Malone, because the guy on there is singing. And I was like, why did J. Cole let Post Malone get up on this track and sing like this? But he sounds just like Post Malone, and he sounds good.
Okay.
I was like, J. Cole was like, sang, brother. And Post Malone was like, huh.
But it wasn't Post Malone.
But when you hear it, I need you to listen to it and text me, because it sounds just like Post Malone.
That's funny.
Yeah, I think that's a favorite, though. I think that's like the number one streamed one so far. But I also just love 21 Savage. Okay. So yeah, but it's good. Y'all
also
listen to
random
it.
Random note, J. Cole is playing basketball in Rwanda.
Yes!
What the hell?
I sound like Jabria. Yeah.
Wildness. I mean, he was a basketball player in college.
And he's been hooping. He's been training.
Yeah, I saw that.
The same guy that trains Cayenne.
Yeah.
Who, first of all,
is adorable. And swaggy for 14.
I would be swaggy too if my parents had money like Carmelo Anthony and Lala Anthony. Yeah. But that nigga's about to be nice. Maybe nicer than his dad.
Yeah, he's good. He's really good.
So good.
Yeah.
But the same guy, like, he goes to a basketball coach, has been training J. Cole. Yeah. Like, this nigga is serious.
That's so random, but okay.
I mean, do what you love. Yeah. Cole said, I got money. I make music.
I'm married. I got kids. Why
but
not?
Do they have kids?
Yes. He got like two.
Oh, really?
We only know when somebody accidentally mentions it talking to him, and he'd be like, bro, you putting my shit out. Like,
that's
stuff
how
like
Jake,
that.
That's how Justin and Jessica are.
Mm-hmm.
Still haven't seen a full picture of their baby's faces.
Don't even know what J. Cole's kids look like.
Yeah, no idea.
We have no clue. All we know is his wife's name is Melissa. That's it.
Dang. What if it was Melissa? What's the video vixen?
No, this is his high, like, college sweetheart.
Yeah,
they've been together for a minute, but yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
We have no idea. Privacy is real.
But I love that he's going to play basketball. I think that's
yeah,
so
that's
cool.
Cool.
I'm
that
so
is
happy
cool.
for him.
Yeah, he seems happy. I really want him to cut his hair, but that's live your life, bro.
Yeah, it's just always so crazy to me that rappers want to be basketball players so bad.
Yeah,
and basketball players want to
be
rappers
so bad. It's weird. And usually they're not good. Like,
I mean, Damian Lillard is truly a gem.
He's a very rare gem.
A rare gem.
You never get both. It's either one or the other. Granted, no. Chris Brown is actually really good at basketball as well.
I've heard that.
And he can rap. So he's also a little rarity in there. But Chris Brown
can play football from what I heard.
Yes. He was apparently a quarterback. Mm. But yeah, Chris Brown is a rare gem as well. But it's Chris Brown.
Justin can play.
Justin Timberlake?
Mm-hmm. He loves basketball.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Loves it.
Okay.
He's a huge Lakers attendee, all that good stuff.
Okay.
But he was also close to Kobe.
Got it.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
So any other new music that you wanted to share? There was some other stuff that dropped. Everybody was hype about Nicki. I was really confused because it was like one new song and the rest, it was just Beat Me Up Scotty on streaming platforms.
Yeah.
Let me check. I don't think there was anything else. I have been listening to, I don't know if you have, but you like that Toot That song by Erykah Banks?
I feel
you
like
want me to play
heard,
it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I know that part.
This is me and Terry's song.
Is it?
Yes.
That's catchy.
Yes. I mean, I don't like her because apparently of how problematic she was being about Meg or whatever.
Was she?
But something. I don't know the details because I was like, girl, you probably won't be around that long. But
okay.
But I mean, you never know. I really like that song.
Okay.
But yeah, other than that, I've just been listening to that Shelly album.
Yeah, it's a good album.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah.
Shelly, formerly known as Drom. I like Drom better. Is Shelly his real name?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I wonder where Shelly came from.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So for professional clapback this week, I may have used this one before, but let me tell y'all, My professional clapback this week was my out of office because they were really, really stressing me out. And at the end of the day, like leading up to the end of the week, mm-hmm. I was just letting people know, like when they were trying to get spicy with me about them waiting to the last minute per usual and asking me for help with something, bruh, I'm out of office. I'll or them waiting, not responding to me until
that's
that
me.
Out of office.
Yeah.
Bling, blah, blur. I'm out. I'll see y'all on Monday. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yeah. You got to start putting boundaries with folks because people be trying it.
Trying you.
Like, respect my time as well.
Trying you. So, yeah, that's a simple one this week, y'all. Use your out of office time. Use your PTO, all that good stuff. And, but also, let me tell y'all, because I see y'all online joking about how you be waiting till the last minute to give people stuff and then be mad when they decline it and you be like, well, I ain't going to be there no way. Y'all, I'm a very big advocate for putting in my time off well in advance. Yeah. At the beginning of the year, I go through and I look at like everything socially I have going on. I put in my time mm-hmm. for that mm-hmm. at least through June.
Yeah.
If I know some stuff later, I'll put it in then. So it's one of those where it's like, you have no reason to say you didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
I've got all my time off. Unless something, you know, comes up that I want to take off. Yeah. Between now and October, done. And I'll probably do my holiday time off right around Labor Day.
That's good.
Don't play with me. I'll be gone.
Don't play with me. No, that's good. That's a good practice.
Tip of the week, Kirsten.
So speaking of dreams, we had dreams. My dream, I don't remember what happened. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I don't. But the theme of it was friendship. That I remember.
My friends, my friends.
And we were, I don't know who I was talking to or what I was talking about. But over the last maybe, and I've come on here and talked about it before, like a year and a half, 2 years, I've had friends remove themselves. I didn't remove them, but remove themselves from my life. What are you doing?
I don't know. I felt like doing some abs. Okay. I'm listening.
Remove themselves from my life, whether it be because they felt like my boundaries, they didn't like the fact that I had boundaries, or there was a time when I decided to not do something because I didn't want to, and I have the right to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I realize I don't do is not, I don't tell the friends that I do have how much I appreciate them.
You better.
So.
I'm just kidding.
In a moment of mushiness here, I'm not mushy at all. Deja, yes. I appreciate you, my friend. I love you to death.
I appreciate you too.
I'm very glad that I have you as a friend.
Aw, I'm very glad that I have you as a friend too.
Jeez. Appreciate the friends that you have. And I say that because, you know, I was talking to my aunt who's retired. I have to always say that because she reminds me every time I talk to her.
I'm good.
She asked me about a former friend of mine. And I was like, yeah, I tried to like fix it, have a conversation, and it kind of went nowhere. You know, I put out, like, the olive branch of, like, I'll make the effort to try and, like, and this is the thing. Friendships go through seasons. Like, some
very
people,
so.
You sometimes y'all got to take a beat to, like, get, people have other things going on in life. You're growing separately. Like, that's a part of life. I don't mind that. But, like, I put out the olive branch to try to fix it as far as, like, I'll reach out, I'll make the effort. And the effort wasn't reciprocated. So it's fine. It is what it is. And my aunt was just kind of like, well, you just kind of got to appreciate the ones you have. And I'm open about, I don't have a lot of friends. The friends that I've had, like I said, it hasn't, you know, they have either removed themselves or some things have happened that I have set boundaries for and I'm not okay with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. You should have boundaries. If you don't, you should. But when it comes to friends, the ones that you do have, the ones that it's a mutually beneficial friendship.
Yeah.
It should never be a one-way street. That is key. But the friends that you do have that you feel like you can thrive in that environment, Deja has introduced me to more people that I now consider friends. Like, there's been plenty of growth that has happened. You know what I mean? But I think the friends that you do have that you feel like you can 1,000% be yourself with, the friend that even that can tell you the truth, even though you probably ain't gonna like it, but that can tell you the truth and y'all can have a conversation and get through it or whatever, you should appreciate those you have. If one thing 2020 and beyond, because y'all know we still going through this pandemic despite what the CDC says, you gotta appreciate the people that you have because there's no telling what could happen today, tomorrow, next week, next year. We don't know. But My tip for you is, if you have friends, as you go into whatever phase of life that you're growing into, whatever could possibly be, tell them that you appreciate them. And you ain't got to be mushy or anything, but you should always show the people or tell the people that are in your life that you appreciate being in their life and that you would be devastated if they left your life. You should also make it known how much you appreciate them.
Yeah, and you love them.
Yeah, it's important to say that.
I don't go into all the details, but I do tell my friends I love them regularly.
She does.
All right, bye, I love you.
Yeah, Daisha does do that. And you'd be like, love you too, okay, bye.
You need to know, just in case. You know I'm a catastrophic thinker.
And that's what she always says. You know I'm a catastrophic thinker. How dare you? But yeah, so you should just, if you have a hard time expressing yourself, whether it be through whatever, like if you got to make a gesture or whatever, you should also tell the people that are in your life that you do appreciate them and let them know that you care. And I'm not even talking about romantically, literally like just friends.
Yeah,
because people don't do that enough with their friends. You just expect them to be there. Mm-hmm. And then one day you never know what could happen. You never got to tell them how you feel or tell them how much you care or how much you appreciate them. So that is my tip for you.
Yep.
All right. That's all we've got for y'all this week. Have a great day, week, weekend, morning, afternoon, whatever you listen to this.
Just have make it a good one, guys.
Yes. And like, share, subscribe with your friends. That it's broken.
I hope y'all can hear me.
They can. It's moving.
Okay.
Yeah, so have a good day, and let us know if you need any advice. You can email us, asknsfw@gmail.com, and we will talk to y'all later.
Yes. Bye, everybody.